USA Radio News with Wendy King.
With the recovery from Hurricane Dorian just beginning, the last thing the Bahamas need now is another storm. Tropical Storm Humberto is coming. Jack Bevin is with the National Hurricane Center.
It does pose a threat of gusty winds up to tropical storm force and locally heavy rains over portions of the Bahamas. The impacts will be considerably less than occurred with Hurricane Dorian.
Forecasters now say the storm will stay offshore of Florida's eastern coast. Actress Felicity Huffman became the first person to be sentenced in the college admission scandal in Boston. She received a sentence of 14 days in jail, a $30,000 fine, 250 hours of community service, and a year's probation. 15 parents, including Huffman, have pleaded guilty. 9 others are fighting the charges. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
President Trump is making light of an effort by House Democrats for impeachment. In a series of tweets, the president accused House Democrats of what he called a sad effort to impeach him. That followed a vote on Thursday allowing the House Judiciary Committee to investigate alleged wrongdoing by the president. President Trump argues the Democrats would be unwise to impeach a president who he says, quote, has helped create perhaps the greatest economy in the history of our country. At a Bernie Sanders town hall meeting in Carson City, Nevada.
I'm going to kill myself.
I don't know. Stop it. You're not going to kill yourself.
A man said he would kill himself due to medical bills while suffering from Huntington's disease.
I'm a Navy veteran. I served 20 years. Served in 95 in Somalia. I saved lives. I was a Navy corpsman. We take care of our own, except now. My TRICARE is not acceptable anymore. They took it away.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Eddie Money has passed away. He won a Grammy for his song, Take Me Home Tonight, which he did with singer Ronnie Spector. Other hits include Two Tickets to Paradise and Baby Hold On. Money had disclosed that he was sick recently on his Access TV show.
I thought I was just going in to get a checkup, and he told me that I got cancer.
His family confirms that the rocker died in Los Angeles at the age of 70. A San Francisco attraction won't be available next week. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
San Francisco's iconic cable cars will stop running for 10 days starting this weekend while they undergo the final repairs in a 3-year restoration project of the gearboxes that propel the world-famous system up the city's steep hills. Shuttle buses will run along the 3 cable car routes where historic cars typically travel at a steady 9.5 miles an hour, according to the San Francisco Municipal Transportation Agency. The agency said it needs to get the manually operated cable cars off the streets to rehabilitate the gearboxes that power the system that started in the 1890s. The shutdown is sure to disappoint many tourists who are visiting the city within the next week. The city says 7.5 million passengers ride the cable cars each year. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.